You're listening to SBS News.
The COVID-19 variants first identified in the United Kingdom and South Africa have been recorded in New South Wales, the Northern Territory and Queensland. Contact tracing is underway after it was confirmed a woman with the UK virus variant travelled from Melbourne to Brisbane. It comes as Greater Brisbane is under a three-day lockdown, which was triggered after the UK coronavirus variant was detected in a Brisbane hotel worker. Queensland Chief Health Officer Jeanette Young says the risk of transmission from the woman is low.
The risk is extremely low, very, very, very low, because she is right at the end of her potential infectious period. And with a normal variant, we would not be at all concerned. 10 days is more than sufficient, and she's now up to day 15. So it would not be a concern. But because of this new variant, we're just being ultra cautious.
The woman was cleared to leave hotel quarantine in Melbourne upon being cleared of symptoms after 10 days. She then flew on Jetstar flight JQ570 to Brisbane, arriving at 11 p.m. on the 5th of January. The National Cabinet agreed on Friday to change the protocol of overseas travel in hotel quarantine. Those who test positive to the UK strain of the virus will now complete a full 14 days in hotel quarantine, even if symptom-free and no longer infectious. Queensland Health Minister Yvette de Ath says masks are the best way to keep the community safe.
The fact is, the best practice possible is at the moment you leave your home, put your mask on and don't take it off again until you walk back into your household. This is the way that we will keep our community safe.
The Northern Territory and New South Wales have recorded cases of the UK variant in hotel quarantine and are working to ensure it doesn't spread to the community. Abigail Truen is from the Australian Medical Assistance Team at the Howard Springs facility in the NT. She says systems are in place to reduce the risk of spread to the community.
Those who may have been in close contact with her on the flight have also been retested and will again be tested before they leave quarantine. So we need to maintain our vigilance across the entire site. Staff are very aware. We do training every single day. We reinforce good practices. We monitor, we audit. So we're doing everything that we possibly can to manage the safety of everyone, including those returning from overseas.
New South Wales has also recorded cases of the South African virus variant in a family of four in hotel quarantine. Chief Health Officer Kerry Chance says the hotel quarantine protocol adopted by the National Cabinet on Friday will be implemented in the state.
We live in a global world, and so all returning travellers are at increasing risk of having one of these mutations, which need to be investigated, but some of the mutations are associated with increased transmissibility. And obviously we need to be vigilant for other impacts of the viruses as they change. This is a normal part of the evolution. It is what we expect viruses to do, but it is important that we therefore take a very precautionary approach.
The Northern Beaches, that was the epicentre of a recent outbreak with 149 cases, is now set to come out of lockdown tomorrow and will be subject to the same restrictions as the rest of the state. But despite the new variant spreading across Australia, all states have recorded cases in single digits. The Australian government's chief nursing and midwifery officer, Professor Alison McMillan, says appropriate steps are being taken to control the new variants.
It is clear that it is more transmissible. There are some quotes between 40 and 70% more transmissible, but no evidence to this point in time that it's actually any worse causing disease. And I think that's important to understand. We've put extra measures in place. We've been talking every day as AHPPC to make sure we've got all of the things in place we need to have to make sure that we can control any entry of these variant viruses into Australia.
Concerns are also mounting globally that the vaccines will not be able to contain the new mutations. But Ms. McMillan says there is no evidence so far of a lack of vaccine efficacy against the virus.
There's no evidence to this point in time that the vaccine will not work. We are continuing to work to see. We know that across the world, the vaccines are being rolled out, particularly in the UK. So all of the evidence provided to us internationally will help us understand the efficacy. But we continue on our program and our rollout of the vaccine in the coming weeks and months, as we know.
For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Karishma Luthria, SBS News.